Wendy Terrell, and I'm here to present our scientific poster, Recognition and Management of Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy, Knowledge and Behavior Changes from Continuing Education. My co-authors on this poster were Drs. Carol Drexel and John Brancima, and Elizabeth Del Nido. Recent advances in therapeutic options and related updates to care guidelines have created a need for education for healthcare professionals in this therapeutic area. Through a survey-based evaluation, we sought to assess the influence of online interactive continuing medical education on addressing clinician gaps in knowledge regarding emerging therapeutic strategies, biomarkers and outcome measures, multidisciplinary care coordination, disease complications, and transition to adult care. On the bottom right-hand side of the first slide, you can see a screenshot of the activity environment where we put forth this CME. This was on neuroserieslive.com, a website focused on HCP education and the neurology area. You could see on the left-hand side, there was a panel of presenters, and then there are slides on the right-hand side of that image. On slide two, the title is listed of our CME program, Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy and Expanding Lifespan. This education was put forth in 2 one-hour sessions, and it was originally broadcast live online, and there were interactive elements such as the ability for learners to submit questions to the faculty live and interactive polling as well. The accredited provider for this program was Postgraduate Institute for Medicine. The learning objectives are also listed on the second slide, and you could see our survey-based methodology, which consisted of a pretest, an immediate post-test after the program, and a 2-month follow-up post-test that was able to dig deeper into behavioral outcomes. And we'll look at some of the results on slide 3. 82% of respondents reported observed positive impact on patients, and 84% of respondents reported a positive impact of the activity on their clinical practice. In total, there were 85 write-ins of impact that were shared by learners, and some examples are my patient feels more confident, parents of patients have more hope, better plan on how to take care of Duchenne patients, early recognition of the disease, and I proceeded with molecular genetic testing after the preliminary tests. On the right-hand side of this slide, you could see some impact statistics, such as 329 total polling responses were received, and there were over 670 credits issued. On the next slide, you could see some pre-post results. So similar knowledge and competency questions were asked pre-test, post-test, and at 2 months. And we could see that there were increases across the board with questions that focused on diagnosis, management, or treatment, and there were increases over baseline at post-test and at 2 months for all questions. And on the final slide, we have some areas listed of ongoing education that's advised, and this is based on the outcomes results, so the result of our pre-post testing and questions that came in from learners as well. In sum, our surveying, our evaluation supports the positive impact of CME focused on improving knowledge and competence concerning new guidelines, novel therapeutics, and multidisciplinary care integration for DMD. Thank you so much for your time.